Outside my window there's an old sugar maple. It stands gray and bare against a late autumn sky. I've raked up most of its leaves and spread them as mulch in my vegetable garden. It seems like the tree and me have nothing better to do than wait for spring. But for a tree, the real work of winter has just begun. To prepare for frigid weather, trees undergo a process known as hardening off. Their sap withdraws from the twigs and branches and returns to the roots. And the tree's roots will continue to grow until the ground freezes solid. When it comes to surviving winter, I think trees have the right idea. It's in their nature to slow down and focus on interior growth. Unfortunately, most of us don't do that. Instead of adapting to winter, we try to escape it. We dash from our heated house into a semi-heated garage. We drive in heated cars, which often have heated seats and even heated steering wheels. And we work in a heated, well, you get the idea. But what would happen if we tried harder to accept winter on its own terms? Might we be happier and healthier? Researchers say that people can get surprisingly acclimatized to winter weather. As our bodies get accustomed to cold, we shiver less and our skin retains more heat. In Australia, scientists have studied Aborigines who sleep outside naked in cold weather. They don't get hypothermia. In Japan, shellfish divers have been known to spend hours in the ice-cold ocean wearing nothing more than a cotton swimsuit. Spending more time outside in winter can even make you happier. That's good news for the 10 million Americans who suffer from seasonal affective disorder. SAD is a form of depression that's triggered by the short winter days. Some people take antidepressants to fight SAD. Yet researchers find that many people can overcome it without using pills. They just need to get outdoors and absorb some authentic daylight. Do you suppose Mother Nature is trying to tell us something? For 50,000 years of human history, winter was a time of rest and rejuvenation woven between the cycle of seasons. And I doubt that 75 years of electric indoor heat has changed that. For instance, our bodies still crave good food in winter. Not just fudge and party mix, but homemade soup or a juicy pot roast. And there's still something about the solemn purity of winter that calls us to focus inward. To boost the spirits, there's nothing like a quiet walk on a snowy Sunday afternoon. It's also the best time to read the uplifting books that have languished on the nightstand since summer. This is, without question, the most trying of seasons. It gets depressingly dark by 6 o'clock, and the wind howls at the door like a hungry wolf. But the frozen solitude of winter is not a thing to be feared. Winter is simply an old friend returned, who waits in unspoken silence to wish us well.